From the headquarters of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews in Jerusalem, this is Israel in the News. I'm Bob Sauer. Polls closed Tuesday in Israel's general elections, resulting in Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's re-election to a fifth term in office. Fox's Trey Yingst reports.
With nearly all the votes counted, Netanyahu's Likud party stayed the largest, beating its main competitor, the Blue and White Party, by more than 10,000 votes. Reactions to the victory are pouring in from around the world, with President Trump calling it good for peace. As for reaction from the Palestinians to the election results, a senior Palestinian official said this morning that Israel has chosen racism and permanent conflict. While reaching a 61-seat majority in the 120-seat Israeli parliament, it will be easier for Netanyahu to form a government.
Celebrating with his supporters in Tel Aviv, the prime minister told them, quote, "I am very moved on this night. It is a night of an incredible victory." While the Blue and White Party running against Netanyahu conceded the election, the Times of Israel reports that party leader Benny Gantz has vowed that he will continue to challenge Netanyahu's government from the opposition. President Donald Trump made a point of congratulating the prime minister for his victory.
"I'd like to congratulate Bibi Netanyahu. It looks like that race has been won by him. He's been a great ally."
The first private spacecraft intended to reach the surface of the moon fell just short of its goal on Thursday night. The Israeli spacecraft named Bereshit, meaning Genesis, suffered engine failure a few miles above the moon's surface and then crashed onto the lunar floor. But the new exploration of space has still captured the imagination of the Israeli people. Fox News' Eben Brown has more.
When Israeli business magnate and philanthropist Morris Kahn got involved with an XPRIZE project, he hoped it could be a mission of pride for his fellow Israelis.
"The Apollo effect in America generated a whole generation of young people who went in for engineering, science, mathematics, and we tried to do the same in Israel."
Although this first moon landing came up just short, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had this to say.
"If at first you don't succeed, you try again."
And that's just what Israel plans to do. According to SpaceIL co-founder Yariv Bash, it will take about 2 or 3 years to get the next prototype ready for launch. In a move long pushed for by Israel, the Trump administration this week designated Iran's Revolutionary Guard a terrorist organization. Fox's Rich Edson has the story.
The Trump administration's designating Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps as a foreign terrorist organization. That allows the United States to criminally charge those supporting it. It's the first time the U.S. has designated part of a government as a foreign terrorist organization. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says it is overdue.
"The IRGC masquerades as a legitimate military organization, but none of us should be fooled."
You're listening to Israel in the News. Fellowship President Yael Eckstein provides our Israel in the News perspective.
Of all of Israel's enemies, the nation of Amalek is considered the arch enemy, both physically and ideologically. Amalek first appeared when the Israelites left Egypt on their way to the Promised Land, a miracle we're preparing to celebrate this month at Passover. At that time, the Israelites were on a spiritual high. They had just left Egypt with God performing wonderful miracles for them. Other nations had heard how God was with Israel, and no one dared lift a finger against God's people, except for Amalek. So Amalek attacked Israel. They didn't win, but they did do plenty of damage. They diminished Israel's status as untouchable, and they challenged their faith. This is the poison of Amalek, to confuse and to cause doubt. I think of this story today. Today, our enemies want us to lose faith and give up. They want us to doubt God's presence and His love. The enemy wants us to feel like God won't protect us. Every moment, we need to choose between trusting in God or giving up. This is why the work of the fellowship around the world is so essential. Here in Israel, we are on the front lines between good and evil, between trust and doubt, between faith and fear. When Christians show their love and support for Israel, you are here fighting with us too. With blessings from the Holy Land, this is Yael Eckstein.
This has been Israel in the News, a weekly news summary presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Find out how you can help needy Jews celebrate Passover this year at israelinthenews.org. I'm Bob Sauer.